Good morning. It's Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti and talking today with Denny Rosati from Sonoma County Conservation Action about the Wild and Scenic Film Festival making its second time around here in Sonoma County. Coming up Friday night, what's on tap?
We've got a great program. This is the second year we brought the Wild and Scenic Film Festival on tour to Sonoma County. And the day, Friday, we'll be showing films throughout the day. We have a 2 o'clock afternoon matinee program geared toward youth and kids. It's free for kids, and that's at 2 o'clock. And we've got a little bit of a break between that and our next segment, which is our environmental fair and happy hour. That's at 4:30. We've invited some local organizations to table. We have a no-host bar that's a benefit for Conservation Action. And all this is happening at the Sebastopol Grange Hall. And then our evening program kicks off at 6:30.
So the evening program is an extended version of the afternoon?
Well, it's totally different films. The afternoon films at 2 o'clock are geared toward children and youth. Still pretty cool films, but most of them are, you know, 2 to 5, 10, 8 minutes long, you know, short clips. And then the evening program, we start out with a film on the Wilderness Act 50th anniversary. And we've actually are really excited to have Adrian Bramhall of the Sierra Club, who was one of the producers of that film, with us that night to talk a little bit about her film and introduce it. So we actually have a filmmaker on site. And the program this year, we heard some feedback last year that we gave away too much stuff and weren't showing enough films. So we actually listened to that feedback and we've revamped the program a bit to really just, you know, hammer through films. We've got some higher item giveaways that we're doing as door prizes with folks that when you get your ticket, you fill out a little thing on the back. There'll be a raffle drawing. Whole Foods donated a nice little picnic gift bag. REI donated a really awesome backpack. And we've got some other giveaways we're going to do as well.
It looks like in putting the program together, there was a theme of sorts around the idea of activism.
Yes, very much. And this year's theme is a wildlife. So it's a lot of adventure films. We got a film about butterflies, fish and water conservation. One of our keynote films is the Joanna Macy and the Great Turning, and she's talking about her understanding of the third major revolution of human existence in the agricultural and industrial revolutions and kind of reflecting in that way. This is a kind of famous author. A lot of folks know her name, I think. And then after the intermission, which will be about 20, 25 minutes, we have a 47-minute film, which is called The Little Things. And that is a really awesome visual adventure snowboarding film. And it's about these snowboarders and they go around the different resorts and talk about activism and ways that they've worked to kind of improve sustainability in their industry and in their lives.
This, as you were telling me before we started recording, is an interesting kind of project in that you can customize to some degree, but it isn't something that you have to build from scratch.
Yeah, the parent organization itself, South Yuba River Citizens League holds this film fest every January in Nevada City, California. And then what they do is those 250 to 300 films that come and are presented at that film fest go on tour. And we apply, Conservation Action applied to be a local host sponsor, which is kind of a reverse grant. We like apply for this, you know, ability to essentially buy the films and bring them to Sonoma County. And then we hold a fundraiser around that event. And the Citizens League does a great job of providing support for the event and giving us access to filmmakers and kind of just helping us to make sure it's a visually compelling and sound as well program.
Sonoma County is becoming kind of a hotbed of film festivals of one sort or another, so it seems like you're kind of riding a wave here.
Yeah, I guess so. It was very popular last year. We got really close to selling out, and we're actually anticipating another, at least close to, if not sell out this year. So we're encouraging folks to go to Conservation Action .org or cafefund.org to purchase tickets to the film festival ahead of time.
So when you have this long menu of films to choose from, how do you go through the selecting process? How do you build a program?
There were about three or four of us that looked at films.
Tough job.
Yeah, we had to split up they have different categories, and we split them up. Like there's a social justice and activism category, there's a wildlife and nature category, a water and fish conservation category, adventure with a purpose. And basically we split up the categories based on people's kind of personal interests. And then watched as much of those snippets of each to give us a flair of what those different films were. And then we kind of create a program on that.
And that program, of course, is the Wild and Scenic Film Festival, returning to the Sebastopol Grange Friday evening. Tickets and information online at?
cafefund.org or conservationaction.org.
That's the word for today on Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson. Have a great day.